to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On that same day, the Obama administration had the exact same position. Let's recall that they disavowed their own statement that they had put out earlier in the day in Cairo. So we had the same position, but it's never too early to speak out for our values. We should have spoken out right away when the Green Revolution was up and starting, when the mullahs in Iran were attacking their people. We should not have called Bashar Assad a reformer when he was turning his Russian-provided guns on his own people. We should always stand up for peace, for democracy, for individual rights. And we should not be imposing these devastating defense cuts, because what that does, when we equivocate on our values, when we show that we're guarding our own defense, it makes us more weak. It projects weakness, and when we look weak, our adversaries are much more willing to test us. They're more brazen in their attacks, and our allies are less willing to...
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Well, there we go. With Paul Ryan and Joe Biden, the most memorable moment from the vice presidential debate, according to a lot of people, a bunch of malarkey, the words from Joe Biden, vice president of the United States, and his opponent, Paul Ryan, wants to be vice president. Who do you think is going to get there, and how is it going to turn out? 800-510-8255. The countdown for the week, starting at number one, we'll review. As a matter of fact, let's do that right now. Rundown of the top 10 hits in talk radio this week, determined by the folks at talkers.com. You can check out Talkers for a number of reasons, including an overview of what happened at this week's new media seminar here in Los Angeles. The number 10 spot belongs to the Lance Armstrong discussion, the report on his using of dope, meningitis outbreak, number 9, last week's jobs report, number 8, number 7, the controversy over voter ID laws, number 6, what's going on in Syria, number 5, the Supreme Court looking at affirmative action issues, Vice President, the debate we're just talking about, Vice Presidential debate, number 4, number 3, the sentencing of Jerry Sandusky, Libya's attack investigation, the consulate attack investigation, number 2, and the presidential race is number 1. With authority, we get into the discussion of the presidential race. The first item that we have here, an excerpt from a program hosted by Ray Dunaway. Here he talks to advertising executive Steve Wolfberg about the impact and value of these negative ads.
As you sit there and watch these ads, are they all negative, or is there a point where you try and then take a positive to close the sale?
Well, you know, it's funny. Every 4 years, people say these are the most negative ads ever. And the reality is, I don't think they get any more negative year to year. I just think we forget how negative they are because we don't see them except for every 4 years. So I'm not sure they're any worse than they were. Do you turn positive at the end? I think if you have a lead, I think if you can coast, probably, because you want to end on a high note if you at all can. Mm-hmm. If you go back a few years, I think, you know, Bill Clinton's work when he was running against Dole for the second time. I mean, that was over before it started. So his stuff was very, very high-minded, and he stayed there the whole race. So we'll see how the race goes.
You know, the other thing that's interesting, Steve, is if you think about one of the most famous negative ads, of course, was the 64 Daisy Girl thing against Goldwater for Johnson. But the fact was that only aired once, and yet it lives on and on and on and on. And with the Internet, my God, who knows where it could have gone?
Yeah, well, that's almost like that's the 1984 Super Bowl ad, you know, for Apple. That's the version of that. It ran once and has lived on forever. That's a very good point. I mean, things never die in today's, you know, social media world, and one thing will go on forever. But that's a very good example.
But has the Internet changed it? Because, for example, I'm signed up with both campaigns, so I get their emails. And that's one way of reaching people, obviously, that wasn't really, maybe 4 years ago, and I think Obama used it very well 4 years ago. But let's say 10 years ago, it really still wasn't that much of a deal. Now it is.
Oh, it is. And basically, it's a great way. It's certainly to reach the youth vote. It's a way to engage and share, and that's what the youth vote wants to do. There's some great programs out there. The question is, does all this engaging and sharing lead people to the voting booth? And that really, we haven't seen that yet. So we'll have to see what the numbers are in terms of that segment of voters.
And Steve, can you get away with doing stuff on the Internet that you couldn't pull off on broadcast TV? I know it's very hard to restrict political ads, but, I mean, you really can target specific people, right?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, I think when people started harnessing the Internet, you know, 4 years ago, 8 years ago, they were the work on the internet was much stronger and much more negative and much more difficult. Right now, to me, it's really hard to tell the difference. I think that everybody, the lines are blurred. People are more used to really negative stuff no matter where they see it.
800-510-8255. Let's see here. Host Bill Meyer talking to one of his callers about the debate. A lot of people are actually, when you listen to this, I think you'll recognize the attitude here.
So where are you on this voting for the lesser of two evils? Or like, you're going to be an absolutist in which, hey, you know, I can't vote for Romney because I still think he's evil, although he's not as evil as Obama. Or are you taking a more pragmatic approach in which, okay, I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney, not my guy, but it's really a vote against a president who never should have been in the first place. Or are you somewhere in between?
Hey, my thought on this is you do not hear anybody in the Democratic Party pushing this don't vote if you don't like the Democratic person running. And it's only in the Republican Party or in the conservative side of it.
Oh, no, you won't get anyone in the Republican Party to officially say don't vote for the Republican if it's the lesser of two evils. You will get people in the conservative movement or libertarian. I don't think you'll get anyone who is an official party person to say no to that.
Yeah, but my thought is that the Democrats push for everybody to get out and vote.
Right.
And we do more so than the Republicans do. So, therefore, any vote that is detracted, even if it's coming from the conservative side, puts it in favor of the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. So the Democrats are more effective then at convincing their sheep of the ridiculousness of the state church of voting, right? They're just better at the scam. They're better at the scam, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so there are probably a higher percentage of conservatives / liberty-minded people that actually think about what they're doing.
Hmm? Yeah.
Boy, we're in big trouble then, aren't we?
800-510-8255. Okay, so number one this week, presidential race, continuing discussion on that. And what you might have expected, the back and forth hasn't changed very much there. Vice presidential debate coming up, along with investigation of Libya, which is number two. We'll have a moment or two on that in just a moment here on The Countdown.
The first step to healthy living starts with keeping your mouth clean. Periodontal disease is preventable, yet 75% of Americans have some form of it. Early detection of periodontal disease reduces the risk of permanent damage to teeth and gums. That's according to the president of the American Dental Hygienists Association, Susan Savage.
You can't achieve good total health without good oral health, and most oral diseases are preventable. The regime we always recommend is brush, floss, rinse, chew. This message stresses easy ways that patients can incorporate a simple oral health routine into an active and busy lifestyle. Brushing for 2 minutes at least twice a day reduces plaque buildup and the risk of related diseases, such as cavities and gingivitis. Flossing and using mouth rinse daily are also great techniques to prevent periodontal disease. So when you're on the go and can't brush, chew sugar-free gum, like Orbit, after eating.
October is National Dental Hygiene Month. For more information, visit ADHA.org. I'm Lee Shepherd.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At GEICO, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the hot 10 items this week. Number two is the Libya consult attack investigation. Here our hosts, Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson, talking to Catherine Herridge, a reporter, about new details coming out regarding this attack.
What more are we learning about the attack on that annex?
Well, the attack on the annex was part of the second wave in the attack, and it really drawn a lot of attention from the intelligence community because of the precision of that attack. What I've learned is that there may have been up to five teams that were involved in these strikes, and that the initial mortar rounds on the annex narrowly missed. Then the teams reconfigured, and in the second round, they directly hit the annex with two mortars. It was very precise. Now, this information on its face cannot tell us whether this was a premeditated attack or whether it was spontaneous. It was read to mean that these teams were effective teams and efficient teams that could have been because of advanced training or because they simply had fought against the regime of Gaddafi when he was overthrown.
What's been the response from the State Department?
It was quite a testy briefing at the State Department. There were a number of questions about the testimony of Ambassador Kennedy. He was the top State Department official who testified on Capitol Hill. His testimony was under the microscope again because, on the one hand, he said that within a 24-hour period, he personally believed it was terrorism, and then he also backed the statements of Ambassador Susan Rice that anyone in the administration who had spoken about a week later would have reached the same conclusion or made the same statement that this was somehow inspired or linked to the video. On its face, the statements are not inconsistent, but they certainly were confusing and prompted follow-up questions.
Where is the investigation heading?
I believe, based on my reporting, that there really is a renewed focus on a briefing that was given by the CIA Director David Petraeus on Friday, September 14th, so 3 days after the attack. Multiple individuals who were at that briefing, it was for the House Intelligence Committee, without getting into classified information, have said to me that they felt the briefing was inadequate, that alternate views of what happened in Benghazi were not presented, and that the CIA director seemed very much wedded to this idea that it was somehow linked to the YouTube video clip. There's no public comment from the CIA on that briefing because it deals with classified information. But what I've been told is that there seems to be this fundamental disconnect as to what the intelligence community believed. They believed that the militants in Libya saw the overrunning of the U.S. Embassy in Cairo, which was linked, if you will, to the YouTube video, and this prompted them to act in Benghazi.
800-510-8255. Your comments as we get time to roll them in quickly into our items here on the top 10. Here's host Michael Graham with Deborah Burlingame from KeepAmericaSafe.com about the hearings on the attack.
What was the moment you found yourself either screaming at the TV or typing furiously because you couldn't believe what you were hearing or wanted everyone to know what you were hearing?
Well, there's too many to name, but I will just say that when you had this fellow, by Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Wood, mm-hmm. who was the former security guy for the team in Libya, he was there for almost a year. When he said they had a report from July 2011 to 2012, they had 234 attacks in Libya, terrorist attacks. 48 of them had been in Benghazi. Two attacks on the embassy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And a discussion of the top 10 items. We started at number 1 through number 2, now at number 3. Number 1, presidential race. Without any question, nobody's going to argue about that. Number 2, the Libya consulate attack investigation. Now number 3, the sentencing of Jerry Sandusky. From affiliate KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska, here's host Crash Davis talking to Pennsylvania Talk's Bob Hauer about the 30 to 60 year sentence given to Jerry Sandusky.
Is it about in line with what a lot of people thought Jerry Sandusky was going to receive?
It is, believe it or not, exactly what one of his attorneys predicted to Sports Illustrated months ago was going to happen. Carl Rominger had said probably going to be in the range of 30 to 60 years. Sure enough, that's what it was. I think, in reality, the number's on track. If you think of the percentage of people who actually make it to the age of 98, it's a life sentence.
Is there any chance he gets out early?
I don't think so. I don't think there's any way possible they're gonna plead this down. I don't think there's any way any appeal is going to reduce this. I think when all is said and done, Jerry Sandusky's life will come to a close inside a prison somewhere in Pennsylvania.
What did you think about the audio release, a statement that Jerry Sandusky sent out through his attorneys?
Creepy.
Wasn't
bizarre.
It? I mean, yeah. When he was talking about how, you know, the only person I ever had sex with was with my wife after marriage, do we really need to know that?
It's all part of the bizarre story that Jerry Sandusky, in his mind, the way he builds a scenario. That was weird, but I hear what he's trying to say. There's a lot with Jerry Sandusky. It seems like we're trying to say, well, I understand what he's trying to say, but he says it in such an incredibly awkward and uncomfortable way. It's almost like, you know, he finds ways, like, and I'll draw the comparison, like Herbert in Family Guy, the creepy child, the perverted guy, mm-hmm. Basically to say things with these double entendres that just makes you feel like you understand what he's meaning to say. And Jerry Sandusky saying these things, it's so weird that after you listen to him, you just kind of feel dirty and you wonder, how is it possible that he's able to put forth these sentences and assuming that he is as guilty as he was convicted, how he is able to keep a straight face in doing so. And on top of that, you know, same old point, blaming the victim, blaming the media, and making himself sound like a martyr saying, well, hopefully, you know, the young men out there who may be taken advantage of, legitimately taken advantage of, you know, this may bring light to their situations, and maybe in the end this will help save some of their lives. Like, he's some great martyr.
Yeah.
Incredibly just perverted in nature and perverted mentally in what he's trying to accomplish, it seems.
Well, people lose their mind under this sort of pressure. So, Jerry Sandusky, sentenced for the child sexual abuse case. His lawyer says the conviction will be appealed. Also, the unresolved matter of civil lawsuits filed against him and his charitable foundation and Penn State. So what does that amount to? It amounts to the family's getting, there are three civil suits that have been filed by victims seeking damages. So that means the final chapter in this sordid saga remains to be written. You want to hear more about it, or would you like to be just basically put out of your misery when it comes to this? I thought it was pretty interesting. The lead lawyer for Sandusky, a guy named Joe Amendola, said that he would appeal the conviction. Appeal it on what grounds? He says that Sandusky's right to due process was violated by what the lawyer considers a rush to trial. His trial began 4.5 months after he was arrested, charged with abusing these boys, and then he got convicted on pretty much everything he was charged with. So is that too quick? Aren't we, most of us, after swifter justice in this country? Some of these things that take years and years. Look at the OJ thing. How long that took to work through the system. So maybe he's got a leg to stand on, hopefully. Vice presidential debates up next here on The Countdown.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9155. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Keep going on our Talk Radio Review, the weekly overview of the top 10 items, the charts for the week of October 8th to the 12th here. Presidential debate number one. Number two, the Libya consulate attack investigation. Sentencing of Jerry Sandusky number three. Now we are up to the vice presidential debate. Political commentator Charles Krauthammer here talking about Joe Biden's demeanor in the debate.
I think the debate happened at several levels. If you read the transcript, I think it's dead even. If you heard it on radio, Biden won. If you watched it on television, he lost. In the transcript, if you just look at the raw arguments, I think it was even because each side had points to make. It made them. And I think on balance, not one side was stronger than the other. If you heard it on radio, what you heard was Biden being aggressive, forceful. He was sort of on the attack all the time, and he pushed the argument his way. He did a lot of interrupting as well. And Ryan reacted with, I thought, excessive deference, allowing himself to be cut off, and often just ending with a point that you might understand. For instance, when he talked about the Catholic bishops, he made a point after Biden had said, oh, the bishops of the Catholic Church is not going to be compelled to do anything under Obamacare. Ryan said, well, then why is it that the bishops are suing the administration? But that was almost an aside, and it was lost, and then it was overridden by the next question. But if you put them all together and you end up with television where you saw the demeanor that the vice president had in regard to Ryan, I think that undid the advantage in rhetoric that he had in carrying the debate. It was so disrespectful. It was sort of almost unprecedented and hugely condescending. I think that undid the force of his arguments. And I think in the end, if it's television, you lose. Whether you decide that the vice president won or lost, people don't end up in the booth voting for number two. So if you liked one, he was likable, the other wasn't. I don't think it has any effect whatsoever on the vote.
Agree with that or not, 800-510-8255. Here's Chris Matthews running down the reasons why he thinks Joe Biden was the clear winner. Remember, Matthews is on the left side of things. Krauthammer usually identified with the right side of things.
I went through each one of the topics that they discussed, these two guys, and it was a great debate. First one, Martha Raddatz was wonderful. A couple points. I think the way I'm scoring it, and I hope this is clear. On Benghazi, I give that to Ryan. On economics, I give it a draw. On Medicare, all Biden. On taxes fairness, all Biden. On Afghanistan, another draw. On Syria, another draw. Abortion, all Biden. He wins three big ones to another one. On the closing, I draw that even. They both did closing. On the points, clearly Joe Biden, a clear victory for Joe Biden, looking at the key issues people care about. They don't focus much on Syria or in Afghanistan that much. They do focus a lot on Medicare. They do focus a lot on tax fairness. They do focus a lot on abortion rights. And on the big issues that matter to the people, clear victory for Joe Biden, and that's why I give it to him. I think there's issues people are listening for particular reasons that affect their families. Medicare, anyone 65 or near it or older certainly is focusing intently on that. And they hear one guy defend it, one guy talk about this razzle-dazzle radical change. On taxes, it's very hard to defend the very rich when you start talking about people who make millions of dollars. I think Joe Biden nailed that one. Abortion, I thought that Ryan did a very heartfelt thing, but what he said was, I'm for outlawing abortion in a country of this diversity. He said that. A lot of people listening who are not of the Roman Catholic faith, of perhaps the conservative Roman Catholic faith, in fact have a particular right-wing view about all kinds of socialists, will say, wait a minute here, are you telling me you're going to take away my right to make this decision myself? You're going to take it away from my daughter because you have a point of view? This is America. This is an old Spain. You don't tell people what you can't do because of your church views. You don't do that. I thought Joe handled it exactly the way, well, a lot of people would have handled it. I think that's going to hit home with people that abortion answer. And I tell you, the big three, taxes, Medicare, and abortion, one for Biden, I weight them heavily more than I do Syria and some of these other issues and Benghazi. I think that's why he won.
Take a deep breath there, Chris, will you please? I think he's right that my own spin on this is that any candidate ought to stay completely away from the discussion of abortion. I thought that at the end that was not good. It didn't come across well for Ryan, whereas he had come across pretty well through most of the debate. I'm looking at some of the Facebook coverage, some of the Facebook comments. Here's a lady. I'm shouting at the TV listening to Ryan's view on his Catholicism and his opposition to abortion. They'll set women's rights back for 50 years. I don't agree with that because it's not going to happen. But still, why do you bring this up? This is such a divisive and nothing comes good of this. You look at the women and what they're saying. Here's Jane. My mother got pregnant in the early 60s, and at that time my parents didn't think financially they could afford a fourth child. They went to Puerto Rico where she could go to get a proper clinic. Thankfully they were able to do that because the alternative would have been not good. Here's a lady saying amen to that, and it's just, it goes on and on and on. They did themselves no good with that. Somebody should have coached Ryan to just shut up. 800-510-8255. Here's host Dean Lane talking to Rachel Smolkin from Politico.com about how different this debate was from last week's presidential debate.
He didn't only use malarkey. At one point, he said, that's a bunch of stuff. And, of course, stuff was meant to represent a word that we can't say.
That's right. Stuff was not being used as a compliment in this scenario.
Well, if President Obama was criticized for barely responding or fighting back last week, it does seem that the vice president is letting almost nothing go.
That's right. The story of this debate is a very aggressive Vice President Joe Biden. Really, Biden versus Biden tonight, if you will. He pressed Paul Ryan. He attacked him. He interrupted him frequently, and he even laughed at him, something that's getting a lot of attention right now on Twitter. Ryan, far more restrained, a bit stiff at first, loosened up during the debate, but it seemed a bit subdued, at least when compared to Joe Biden. The question is, how will Biden's performance play? Early returns show that partisans on each side are talking about Joe Biden. Democrats are loving it. The Republicans are jumping all over him and his attitude, his behavior, how that played. The question is how the independents will feel.
800-510-8255. All right, let's move on now to the number five item this week in the countdown, the discussion before the Supreme Court of affirmative action yet again. Here are John and Ken on their program talking to legal analyst Joshua Thompson about what went on this week in this case.
The Supreme Court has taken a look at affirmative action, it seems, many times over the years. The last time was 2003 when they made a ruling.
Yeah, 2003 was the big case in university admissions. It was a case called Grutter versus Bollinger, and it was the first and to date only time the Supreme Court has ever countenanced a use of race that was somehow not tied to rectifying Jim Crow laws. Instead, in 2003, the Supreme Court held that there's this interest in diversity. The universities can have a interest in using race to achieve a critical mass of diverse students at the university, and that was the only time the Supreme Court had ever allowed such a use of race.
So it's not supposed to be the deciding factor in getting you into the school, but it can be considered? Is that where that went?
Yeah, well, that's one of the questions that continue to come up today is what does this concept of critical mass mean that the court held in 2003? And many of the justices said, you know, if you can use a critical mass, when do we know that you've achieved it? At what point can you stop? The University of Texas, through wholly race-neutral means, without using race at all, had achieved something like 40% of their student body that was non-white. And of that, over 20% were under, quote, underrepresented minorities. So the Supreme Court was really wondering, if you can achieve that grade of diverse student body through race-neutral means, why do you have to look at people's skin color to make the extra 3 or 4% go up through race?
What do they normally try to do at these colleges? They try to get the campus race mix to mirror the society race mix, say, in Texas? Is that what they try to do, or...?
That was an interesting question. It's a question that Texas was really unwilling to answer. On the one hand, the Supreme Court has said you're not allowed to use population demographics to racially balance your freshman class. But on the other hand, the University of Texas had no other gauge at which to measure its diversity. It was saying, well, even though we have 40% minorities at our campus, you know, the population of Texas is 45%, so we should be able to use race until we get that extra little bump. And until we can achieve that proportional representation, then we're not going to be sufficiently diverse.
Wow. 800-510-8255. Let's take a few callers on affirmative action. Here's Willie in Florida on this whole discussion.
There must not be enough highly, you know, educated black institutions for black folks to keep, you know, saying I have to go to Harvard to get a certain amount of education. I have to go to, you know, Stanford or something like that. I just don't understand me being black. You know, why we study beating them, begging these folks that we don't have the professors and, you know what I'm saying, that meets the same criteria, because to me, it seems like, you know, blacks, we're no further than we were before. We still knocking on, sir, can I get an education at your school? I mean, I just don't understand that we as black folk been here 500 years and don't have no qualified, you know, school that's on the same level with these schools and professors that's on the same level. You see what I'm saying, man?
800, yeah, man, I do. 800-510-8255. Nothing has really changed in America for blacks trying to get an education. That's his point of view. Agree or disagree, it was an important conversation. Probably not the last one, although it seems like these conversations do kind of go on forever. As is the case with the Supreme Court looking at voter ID laws, that's number 7 this week. We'll get to that in a moment. Number 6 on the countdown is the discussion of Syria's latest attempts to drag Turkey into the Middle East conflict. I don't think there's anything new there. We hear the same sort of reports all the time. So let's move to number 7, the voter ID law discussion, in just a few moments here on the countdown.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
America, it's time to wake up.
to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
At the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen, now pursuing number 7. By the way, again, 6 has to do with Syria in the Middle East. That's one of the most overdone items of discussion, and nothing new there. But the voter ID law discussion, here's host Matt Patrick talking to state rep from Texas, Garnett Coleman, and a political analyst named Chris Pagala about judges blocking states' voter ID laws, even though the Supreme Court has already ruled in favor of them.
Once again, we are seeing that even though the Supreme Court has said that it's okay to have a photo voter ID, we see judges blocking this very law in certain states, including Texas.
Well, first of all, each voter ID law is different. So in the fact that Texas is under the Voting Rights Act, because the law has been blocked in Texas, doesn't mean it won't ultimately go to the Supreme Court to get a ruling for the law as the law of the land for all states. Pennsylvania is not under the Voting Rights Act, and that Supreme Court said that they are not so sure that Pennsylvanians aren't being disenfranchised, any Pennsylvania student or the elderly. In that case, will ultimately end up in the Supreme Court, and we'll have a final ruling before elections in 2014.
Let me, Chris, so the disenfranchised voter, we keep hearing about that and hearing about that. Are you buying that? I don't believe that's what we're doing with this.
You know, it's laughable, and if it wasn't, can I talk, please, Honorable Mr. Coleman? What Garnett just said is totally accurate in that each state, each law is very different, and it will indeed run the course of the courts. It's politically driven, and it's also driven by the law, so this will indeed take a long time. But, you know, down to the premise of this argument, that we all want as much integrity and safeguarding in the election process as possible. There's no debate there. And then when you say, we would like people to prove who they are, show a photo when they vote, You need to show a photo ID to get into the Democratic Party convention in the state of Texas, but you don't have to show it to vote. It's foolish. It's ridiculous. The system's wrought with fraud because there's 57,000 dead people on the rolls in Florida, and our attorney general is suing to make sure they stay there.
Yep, guy's right about that. What a ridiculous reality. Prove who you are or don't vote. That's my read on it. Number 8, 9, and 10, next up on the countdown.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only 3 will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, a review of the top 10 items this week from the world of News Talk Radio. That's what we do each week at this time, and we're up to number 8, the jobs report. Here's host Joel Riley with Alan Wassler about how the unemployment numbers are real or not. What's the story with this jobs report?
Unemployment number 7.8%. My question to you, Alan, is it real?
Well, I mean, 7.8%, remember, there's two surveys when they come out, okay? That's the household survey. The other survey is of employers asking, how many jobs did you actually add? And that was 114,000, which is what the Wall Street guys tend to look at more, because that tends to be more of a real number. The 7.8, you know, it brings in a whole bunch of other things. It's more like a big weather vane, and it's showing that, well, at least for the past month, things have gotten a little bit better. Are they glowingly better? No. You know, it's still pretty anemic, and, you know, 7.8% unemployment rate is nothing really to crow about, but it does show that things are just getting a tiny bit better.
Okay, and at 114,000 new jobs, where do we need to be from your perspective? What's the number you're looking to cross?
Well, generally, most analysts say that you need to, just to keep up with, you know, new population and, you know, just general economic trends, you need to have over 200,000 a month. That's at least. Some people argue it's 250,000 a month. So anything north of that would actually show that we're growing as an economy. Right now, all the numbers are really anemic. I mean, you look at our GDP, it's, you know, like 1.5. I mean, that's, and we're teetering on the edge of recession here, and it's quite a tiptoe dance we have to do.
All right, so we're reporting on the discussions here. That's what the countdown is about. Number 8, the jobs report. Number 9, the outbreak of meningitis. from the Good Day radio program, which I also host. Here's part of my conversation with Dr. Ken Kronhaus about the recent attack, the outbreak, if you will, of meningitis traced back to a contaminated steroid that was put together in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts.
13,000 people in 23 states got the fungus-contaminated steroid pain shot, Doug, in the ongoing outbreak of fungal meningitis. So far, the most recent facts up to 2 days ago is that 137 people who got the shots have come down with the fungal infections of the fluid surrounding their spinal cords and brains. There have been 6 cases here in Florida alone as of last Tuesday, including 1 death here in Florida.
All right, so something to be aware of, especially those of us who have pain, want to run away from pain, and it's not an easy thing to do, and this has been touted as a good way of doing it if you have severe back pain, that kind of stuff.
Well, anyone since May 21st, 2012 that has had an injection into their back, you want to watch for the symptoms of new or worsening headache, fever, sensitivity to light, stiff neck, new weakness or numbness in any part of the body, slurred speech, increased pain, redness or swelling at your injection site. If you have any of these signs or symptoms, get to the doctor quickly.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the meningitis outbreak, number 9 this week on our countdown. And at number 10, the Lance Armstrong doping report. Here's host Joan Hamburg talking about the releasing of this report and what people are saying about Lance Armstrong.
The anti-doping agency says it wasn't just Lance, he got the whole team involved, that he enforced it. And if you were going to be part of his team, you had to be part of the doping thing. And you had to all be part of the bloodletting and then having the blood put back in your body. It's really very interesting. And he, remember, I think it was in August, and he declined after fighting and fighting and fighting. He gave up. He said he couldn't take it anymore. He wasn't going to fight the charges. So they stripped him of all his titles, at least 7, and that was the end of that. And, of course, he's never allowed to bike again. But then he decided to go into triathlons, and that's the picture that was circulated with his family. The little girls were involved with him in the triathlon, but now they're saying that with all this horrific evidence, you know, showing blood extracted from the whole team, from the best, and then put back in their bodies, that now he probably won't be allowed to do his triathlons at all, that he was the kingpin of this doping ring.
All right, so that's number 10. As far as people are concerned this week, at number 10, Lance Armstrong. Glenn Daugherty's number 9. Christopher Stevens, 8. Abigail Fisher, 7. Eric Nordstrom, 6. Hillary Clinton, 5. Paul Ryan, 4. Joe Biden, 3. Mitt Romney, 2. And Barack Obama, 1. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. Our review of the top 10 for this week is over now on the Talk Radio Countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.